السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. الحمد لله ودفضل كرم احسان وف الله سبحانه وتعالى. We are now almost at the end of the first Ashara, the first 10 days of this Mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif. And we still make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah Rabbul Izzat allow for us to witness the balance of the month. Allah Ta'ala keep us in good health. Allah Ta'ala keep us with afiyat. And Allah Ta'ala don't make it such that we get consumed with other things and we are unable to fulfill the haq of this month, at least to some degree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the dunya so that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could practically show us how we must make amal on our deen, how to practice our deen. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically showed it to us. So when we look into the Mubarak life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are so many different aspects of his Mubarak life. But generally, in the month of Ramadan Sharif, Allah Rabbul Izzat, in His mercy, He gives us also that energy, gives us that boost to increase our ibadat a little bit. We find that the masajid are more full. We use the Quran Sharif more. So our personal ibadat, we tend to increase it. And this is the barakat of this Mubarak month. It's only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we take this aspect of ibadat, the ibadat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Ummul Mu'mineen, Ma Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to stand in salah. This is not the faraz namazes, this is tahajjud namaz, optional namaz at night. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stand, so much so that his Mubarak feet used to swell. His feet used to swell. So long he used to stand in salah. Now to understand the length of this salah, in the Taraweeh salah, generally most of the masajid, in the first four nights they will read 1 1/4 sifara. So by the end of the fourth night, five paras, five juz of the Quran Sharif will be complete. Hazrat Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala, Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala, he says that one night I decided to join Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his salah. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started Suratul Baqarah. When we read Nafal Namaz, so we start Wal Asr, Ko Inna Atena, we think of those surahs. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is starting his Tahajjud Namaz, so he starts off Suratul Baqarah. So Hazrat Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala, he says that in my mind I'm thinking that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will read 100 verses. If we read 5-6 verses, it's a lot for us. He says, I'm thinking in my mind that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will read 100 verses. But when he came to verse 100, he continued. So I thought to myself, okay, maybe he'll complete the surah. So we're talking about plus minus 2.5 paras. That's 2 nights of Taraweeh. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished Suratul Baqarah, And then he started reading Suratul Nisa. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the whole of Suratul Nisa. And then he read Surah Ali Imran. And then he read the whole of Surah Ali Imran. So what we read in four nights of Taraweeh, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read more than that in one rakah. Quarter para more in his one rakah. So the Mubarak feet of the beloved of Allah Ta'ala, it didn't just swell just like that. What was the length of that qiyam? And then he explains, he says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into ruku and he started reading Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. And that ruku was almost the length of his qiyam. And then when he came up from ruku, Rabbana lakal hamd, and then he remained in that posture almost the length of his ruku. And from there he went into sajda, and his sajda again was almost the length of his qiyam. So this was the salah that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed. So we are weak, definitely we are weak. We are not going to be able to read like that. There may be some pious people amongst you, maybe you are managing, but I speak for myself. But at least when it comes to our faraz namaz, when it comes to our sunnat namaz, it comes to our taraweeh namaz, let us not show laziness. If we think that any time if the thought comes in my mind that the taraweeh namaz is long, then think of the one rakat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, as Hazrat Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, the maqam of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we can't understand. And the true ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, the only one who had the highest level of ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the one who truly knew the maqam of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Allah Ta'ala. So there is no one who could have understood better what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. And if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is exerting himself like this in ibadat, then definitely this is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. Allah Ta'ala has given us healthy bodies. Allah Ta'ala has given us homes. Allah Ta'ala has given us places of ibadat. So Allah Ta'ala wants us to turn to Him. Allah Pak wants us to exert ourselves in worshipping Allah Ta'ala, talking to Allah Ta'ala. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala whom they understood this. This is why when we look into their lives, you take Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala, the first khalif, the khalifa of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was the last thing he was doing before he left the dunya? The last thing he did before he left the world is he recited Quran Sharif. He recited an ayat of the Quran Sharif and then he passed away. If we look at Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala and Amirul Mu'mineen, how he passes away while he is on the musalla of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam performing the Fajr namaz. He is made shaheed in the salah, in the Fajr namaz. Sayyiduna Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala, he is reciting Quran Sharif when the rebels entered his home and he was made shaheed. Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala, he is going for Fajr namaz and he is made shaheed on his way for Fajr namaz. Huzur Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wasallam left us with this instruction: عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أضو عليها بالنواجذ. that I leave you with my sunnat, hold on to the sunnat of mine, and hold on to the sunnat of the Khulafa-i Rashideen. The Khulafa-i Rashideen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum. When we see how they passed away, it is a biography of how they lived their lives. How they lived their lives, if we just see one glance on how they passed away. So ask myself, that how am I living my life? What is my fikr? My daily fikr, when I wake up in the morning, when I'm going to sleep, what are my concerns? Is it any way in conformity with that sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the sunnat of the Khulafa-i Rashideen? The Buzrugani Deen, the Mashayikh, the pious people, they understood this. They understood what is the objective of life. There was one of our Buzrugani Deen, Yazid Rakkash Rahimahullah. So whenever his nafs was lazy to do something, he would address himself. He would say, who is going to read namaz for you after you pass away? Who is going to fast for you after you pass away? Who is going to give charities for you after you pass away? Who is going to make Allah Ta'ala happy for you after you pass away? In other words, he was telling himself that, look, O nafs, the time to act is now. I can't wait till I retire. I don't know if I'm going to live till retirement. The time to act is now. After I pass away, nobody is going to do for me. I have to do everything for myself now while I'm living. The capital of life that Allah Rabbul Izzat has given me, I have to maximize with that. There was one pious person, he mentions with regards to a slave woman. Bakr bin Abdullah was his name. He mentions that there was a slave woman from Yemen. This woman, when nightfall would come, so she would address herself. She would say, the night is yours. The night is yours. You don't know if you're going to see another one. You don't know if you're going to see another night. So maximize on this night. And saying this, she would spend almost the entire night in ibadat. Whole night she would remain in ibadat. When dawn would break, and it is now morning, then she will address herself that, look, the day is yours. Who knows if you're going to see another day? Who knows if you're going to see another day? The day is yours. Like this, majority of her day would be spent in ibadat. Brothers, we must really soul search. Really soul search and check. Have I lost the plot? Have I forgotten the objective of this life? And why has Allah Ta'ala given me this life? What's it for? When it comes to the world, the instruction of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, kun fi dunya ka annaka ghareeb, o abiru sabil. That your attitude towards this worldly life should be like a stranger. That I'm just a stranger here. I'm just a traveler here. I'm just passing through. So a person who is passing through, does he spend so much of time trying to establish himself in the place that he's just passing through? Abdul Rahman Al-Anum, he was a muhaddith, a scholar of hadith. So once some ulama, muhaddithin, they were sitting, they're having a discussion. So they asked, one of them asked, that if you have to be informed that this is the last day of your life, You know, the ajeeb thing, muhabbat, love is an ajeeb thing. Something just came to my mind, we're just moving away from this incident. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away at age 63. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu also passed away at age 63. Something that's out of your control, you know. The day that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passed away, he had a very high fever. So he asked that what day is this? He had a fever for a few days. So he asked, what day is this? So he was told that no, this is Monday. So he said, I'll pass away today. That my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away on a Monday. I too will pass away today. Muhabbat, no? So now these Buzrugani Deen, they're sitting, these Muhaddithin, they're sitting, they're having a discussion. What are they talking about? Saying that if you have to be told that this is your last day in this dunya, how will you spend it? Do we even think about this? What's our discussions when we meet? What do we talk about? Even when death is staring us in the face, we in the Qabristan, we're talking about the dollar rate. If you want to know the price of oil, the price of sugar, just stand around those who are in that field, no? The wholesale people, no? Just stand there. You'll get all the discussion. You want to know what's happening in the car game? Just stand near those in the auto sales. You'll get all the story. Dollar rate and all that. Just stand near those people who are involved, import, export. You'll get all the whole rundown. Even in the Qabristan, while we're staring death in the face. One day I was walking with Azmo Ispatel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in this Peter Marisburg Qabristan. We just, janaza was finished and we're walking back to the car. So I asked him, I said, Hazrat, give some nasihat. He said, nasihat in the Qabristan. The silence of the graveyard is advice enough. The silence of the Qabristan, this is advice enough. That is where we are headed. All of us are headed there. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Mazhar Sahib, he says, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un ka kya tarjuma hai?" What is the translation of "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un"? So one is a literal translation. But he said, "Asan tarjuma ye hai. Aaj unki kal hamari bari." So the easy translation of Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un is, today was his turn, tomorrow is going to be our turn. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. We all have to go down that path. Even the one who was raised to the heavens, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu was salam, he too will have to come back to go through the same path. He too will have to come back and pass away. Taste of maut. So Abdul Rahman Al-Anun is sitting with his friends, other ulama of deen, muhaddithin, and they're discussing that if you knew this is your last day, how will you spend it? How will you spend it? Just think, let me think to myself, that if I knew that today my soul is going to be presented to Allah Ta'ala, this is my last moments, my last day, how will I spend it? So different ulama are giving different descriptions of their last day, how they'll want to spend it. So Abdul Rahman Al-Anum Rahimahullah, he says that if I came to know with certainty that today is my last day, I will spend it how I spent yesterday. And I'll spend it how I spent day before yesterday. Because alhamdulillah, I regard every day of my life to be my last day. With the result, there is nothing extra that I can put into that day. I love every day that this is my last day in the world. I think ghaliban it was Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu who mentioned that when we wake up in the morning, don't have hope to see the evening. In the evening, don't have hope to see the morning. Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah, he said that if the angel of death comes to me, when Malak al-Maut comes to me to take my soul, I will tell him, please don't delay. I won't ask for any respite. If I'm given a choice, that you can have a few moments, say, I'll tell the angel of death, do your thing quickly. Don't give me any respite. I'm ready to go. Brothers, am I ready to go? Am I ready to go? This Ramadan Sharif is not just about keeping roza, reading Taraweeh. Those are the extra ibadat. It's not just about distributing halim and making hampers. That's our khairat. Ask ourselves why we do it. Because I got 1 million, I want 10 million. So I want to give, so I get 10 in return. Right? We got the hope that khairat also is for the dunya. I'm not saying you mustn't do it. It's a very good thing, must continue, increase it. But ask ourselves, deep down, kyun karta hu? Why am I doing it? I want to save my wealth. I want my wealth to increase. This Ramadan Sharif is an exercise. It's an exercise to make me Allah conscious. It is an exercise for me to realize why I'm here. It is for me to prove to myself that the other 11 months of the year, I was lying to myself that I can't wake up for Fajr. How come now I'm waking up before Fajr? I was lying to myself that I can't manage my 5 daily namaz. Now I'm reading 5 daily namaz plus Taraweeh. So I was lying to myself. I don't know my potential. I don't know the potential that Allah Ta'ala has given me. So in this Ramadan Sharif, I come to realize it. So now I have to push that potential to its limits in my relationship with Allah Ta'ala. I must become more disinclined to the dunya and more inclined to the akhirat. This is the whole object of this Ramadan Sharif. By most people that are present here are all in the working world, right? The business world. If you are in a position of employment, you employ, and you employed somebody for a task in your business, in your factory, in your wholesale. Now you employed him as a merchandiser, or you employed him as a salesperson. So he clocks hard, 8 o'clock. He knocks off 5 o'clock. But he doesn't do anything that you want him to do. Are you happy to pay him? And then he says, but I came 8 o'clock. Technically he's at job, but is he at job? Technically he clocks hard, but is he doing what he's supposed to be doing? Brothers, this is a question I must ask myself. That Allah Ta'ala put me in the dunya. Am I doing what Allah Ta'ala wants of me here? What Allah Pak wants of me, am I doing that? Or have I become deceived and caught up? It's not the end of the world. Till we got hayati, we got opportunity. All we need to do is put that compass right. I read nicely on one bumper one day, you know. It says, God allows U-turns. So if our life is going in the wrong direction, why remain on the wrong direction? Make a U-turn. Let's turn to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is waiting for us. Wallah. Allah is waiting. Allah just wants a few tears, a little bit effort. And Allah Ta'ala will pull us to Him. Then to practice on deen won't become only easy. Wallahi, it will become enjoyable. We'll want to kick ourselves, why didn't I do this sooner? Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, Allah give you tawfiq, Allah Ta'ala grant the entire ummah tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.